Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The U.S. Department of Transportation is going to investigate Southwest Airlines' meltdown. FlightAware.com says half of all canceled flights on Monday were Southwest flights. The airline's Jay McVeigh.
The biggest challenge that we faced was incredible delays to the point where we had to cancel flights due to snow. As the storm continued to sweep across the country, it continued to impact many of our larger stations, and so the cancellations just compiled one after another.
Zach Shaw is a Southwest Airlines customer who was stranded in Columbus because his flight was canceled.
On the cancellation notice, it said, please visit the ticket counter for more information, but the line for the ticket counter stretched all the way outside of the door into the freezing cold weather here in Ohio. So it just wasn't really an option for me.
70% of the airline's scheduled takeoffs were canceled. It's been a once-in-a-generation storm in western New York. Winds reaching nearly 80 miles per hour. Buffalo buried in almost 4 feet of snow. CBS's Nancy Chen reports. She begins this report with a statement from Governor Kathy Hochul.
This blizzard is the one for the ages. Certainly it is the blizzard of the century. The most snow ever deposited in a 24-hour period in the history of New York State.
Among the 27 weather-related deaths were three people were trapped in their cars. A travel ban remains in effect in the Buffalo area.
We're now hearing from Congressman-elect George Santos about reports that he made up much of his resume.
Santos has now granted interviews to conservative-owned media outlets, The New York Post and WABC Radio.
A lot of people overstate in their resumes or twist a little bit or ingratiate themselves. I'm not saying I'm not guilty of that. I'm just saying I've done so much good work in my career.
He says he won't resign and plans to be sworn in next week. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
This is the final frantic week leading up to the Rose Parade in Pasadena, a week when thousands of volunteers apply rose petals to the 35 floats in the parade. John Baird of KNX Radio Los Angeles reports from Irwindale.
By this weekend, each float should blossom into a world of color. Stephen Pollack is with Fiesta Parade Floats.
So some of these floats have 10,000 roses, 20,000, 40,000 roses on them.
It takes roughly 7,000 hours to build a float from start to finish.
The U.S. is going to allow Major League Baseball players from Cuba to represent their home country in the World Baseball Classic in March. The decision will affect Yordan Alvarez, Jose Abreu, and Randy Arroz Arena if they accept a possible invitation from Cuba. Final 30-man rosters due February 7th. This is CBS News.
Facet Wealth is an SEC-registered investment advisor. They offer customized financial planning for you, not just your assets. Learn more by calling 888-598-3960.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's that song again.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today,
here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. And a reminder that if you like our show, you should tell your friends. We are a growing show on a growing network, and we can always use your help spreading the word. So if you like us, tell other people about us. We would really appreciate it. So our next guest is Kylie Peters, who's a serial entrepreneur, a small business strategist, and founder of Rain 9, which is an executive consultancy that helps women turn their unique strengths and skill sets into profitable businesses so they can live, build their best lives, and do the work that they love. And I'm very excited because I first heard about this because you're launching a new group that is inside of Rain 9. So first, let's talk about Rain 9. Welcome to the show, Kylie. I'm so excited that we finally got to meet.
Thank you so much for having me, Kristen. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure watching you from afar, and a pleasure now getting to speak with you in, almost real life.
Kind of person.
Kind of in person. But yes, thank you for having me. As mentioned, I'm a serial entrepreneur, and we are launching the 100 Collective within Rain 9. And Rain 9 is our executive consultancy focused on helping women small business owners live the lives that they want, really. We primarily work with one of two types of people. We work with a lot of C-suite women who are sick of corporate and want to jump ship and start their own thing. And they're incredibly talented and seasoned and have networks, but don't know anything about running the business part of things. And so they come to us and they're like, hey, help me fast track this. And we're like, yeah, no problem. We can do that. So we have a series of 3-day workshops that we do either in group settings or one-on-ones.
Kylie, I'm curious, what are the biggest complaints from these women about working in the corporate world?
Well, in the name of full transparency and appropriate radio language, a lot of it is they're sick of mansplaining.
Yep.
They're sick of the lack of flexibility because they have families. They're sick of the limit of the potential in terms of what they can make in their earning income. A lot of it has to do with time and money, right? The two things that we all want more of. And so it's like, yeah, you have unlimited earning potential. Now it depends on how much time you want to spend doing that. But it's yours. You get to build it, right? And so that's different than working for somebody else. Not that there's anything wrong with that. If that's your jam, then good for you.
Well, it's so interesting.
It's not for everybody.
Because when I, in past life, working in tech, working in startups, all of my, we'll call them work wives. Now, Jane is my work wife / mother / best friend. But back in San Francisco, working at a startup, the women that I was all closest to, after each of them left that company, they all started their own freelance consultancy. And for one, it was sales operations, and she was our sales trainer person. And so she started doing a company that helps startups do sales enablement and helping them build their programs and charging $400 an hour rather than having to deal with the BS of working for a young man who thought he knew how to do her job. And like one after another, after another, after leaving that job of being employed, each of them started their own thing, capitalizing on what they knew they were good at. And it exactly what you just said. It gave them flexibility. They were making more money. And they also got to choose who they wanted to work with as far as clients. And so it's so interesting to me that that's obviously in tech, but it sounds like you see this across the board in different industries.
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. I mean, we've worked with clients in the creative space. You know, that's where I've spent 15 years of my background. I've been running an agency for the last 6 years. So I have a pretty deep network in the creative space. But I've seen it in sales. I've seen it in interior design. I've seen it in tech. I've seen it in manufacturing, construction, you name it. These ladies are everywhere. And IT, yeah. And they're just like, yeah, I'm done, you know? And for most of them, they've built a lifestyle that they want to maintain, but they would rather trade a little bit of salary for more fulfillment in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, like they've hit a plateau and they're like, yeah, I could make a little bit less and that would be fine if I liked my life more. And it was like, yeah, okay, that makes sense. So we work with a lot of those ladies.
What was the aha moment for you that you realized that you could make a business and provide value for women like this who were looking to how do they get their foot in the door of starting their own company? Like, what was this your origin story of doing this?
If we go there's kind of two. When I started Brainchild Studios, my agency, which is actually wrapping up at the end of this month, after 6 years in business, I was like, I need a Wi-Fi connection and a laptop to do my job. This was before COVID happened and everyone was like, oh, remote working is a real and legit thing. I was like, I don't want to be spending all this time. I was living in Chicago at the time, commuting back and forth to an office to sit in somebody else's chair to do the same work that I could be doing literally anywhere. And I didn't like that I didn't have control of my time. I didn't like that I had to convince somebody else I was worth more money. And so I was like, screw this. I can do this. And so I did that. And Brainchild has been an incredible journey. And we've touched a lot of lives and helped a lot of women. And it's always been a focus of mine at Brainchild to help women build fulfilling lives, strong careers, and pursue flexible, personal growth. And I'm really proud of the work that we've done. But my second aha moment was last year was really tough for me. As 2020 was hard on business owners and the world, but very hard on business owners. And then 2021 just like kept going. And it was like still really hard on business owners. And I was like, you know what? It's going to be fine. This is going to be great. I'm going to scale my agency. I'm going to bring in all this money. I'm going to bring in all these people. It's going to be amazing. And then I was like, well, that's not what I want to do. That's not actually what I want. Wait, what am I doing? And like, as the owner, you don't get to put in a 2-week notice.
Yeah.
Right. You change your mind. You don't get to put in a 2-week notice. You have mouths to feed. You have people whose incomes are reliant on you and you have a commitment to your community and your team and your clients. And so, 2021 was challenging for me on a lot of levels. And at the end of 2021, coming up on almost a year now, I was like, something has to change. My why is to create opportunities for and elevate women. And I've done that to a degree, but I've failed to do some of these things for myself and I want to do it on a bigger scale and I can't do it in this setting. And so looking at my unique strengths and skill sets, I was like, I can help women run their companies. I freaking love entrepreneurship and I'm good at it. And so I can help these women who have these wild talents in whatever area they have. We work with service-based professional service providers. And I can help them figure out how to run their company because I've done it and I've done it successfully and I'm good at it and I like it. And man, that would be fun. And so at the beginning of this year, I talked to my team at Brainchild and I was like, this is my plan. I would like you guys to come with me. And they were like, so we just have to sell your brain. And I was like, yeah. And they were like, great, we can do it. We're in. And so on the DL, we've been working all year to not only honor our commitment to our Brainchild Studios clients. And, you know, that was our first commitment. Like we've agreed to deliver these services. We're going to deliver them top notch, make sure we follow through on our promises. And once we hit the revenue that we needed, which we ended up doing within the first 90 days of this year, we were like, great. Now we're just going to make sure we service that. And on the DL, we're going to build Rain 9. And so that's what we've been doing all year. And so we've been doing these one-on-one workshops with C-suite women who are either ready to peace out of corporate, or we work with women small business owners who have been running their business for a little while and are stuck and are unhappy and don't like what they're doing, AKA me, what I was doing. And they're like, I know something has to change, but I don't know what it is and I can't name it and I don't know how to do it. And I'm going to lose it if I can't change anything here. So we work with both of those groups of women based off of very real experiences. And as I've taken the majority of this year to reflect back, or the last couple of years really, to reflect on what I wanted to build and how I've now successfully built it, I've put that into an infrastructure I call the DNA of success. And that is what we use to run our 3-day intensive workshops. So we believe that in order for owners to truly live the lives they want, they need to first define success for themselves as a human being, and then develop a business strategy that aligns with their personal goals and values, and then make that happen.
Huh. And so does that end up being wildly different for each person, or do you see pretty common patterns with the women that you work with?
I mean, the obviously the business piece ends up being different. Mm-hmm. But it's very interesting because I'd say every single person I've worked with has said, oh, wow, I've never thought of it this way before. Huh. And then they're like, oh, yeah, no, why? I don't want to build that part of my business. And it's like, yeah, exactly. So we are really clear on what they want first, and then we build the business to be what they want.
Kylie, I'm curious if you're seeing women, is this multi-generational for the women who are yes. sick of corporate? So it's not just younger women, because it seems to women my age, we've always been more like, this is just my lot in life yep. and I'm going to be stuck here forever. And that's just it.
Yeah, no, I mean, I have clients in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s and their 50s.
Wow.
And yeah, all across
the country, or is it mostly in the Midwest?
We have clients across the country. I'd say the majority are probably in the Midwest, but I've traveled all over the country doing one-on-one workshops. And then next year, actually, we are launching quarterly group workshops here in Milwaukee at Hotel Metro, which is beautiful.
It is.
In January, April, June, and October of 2023. And we're bringing in a sales strategist, an accountant, and a tax strategist in addition to me. And we've estimated that we will be able to save women probably years in building their business, but at least 300 hours and probably over $100,000 of an investment in order to join us in 3 days. We're going to knock their business out of the ballpark.
Knock your socks off. All right. Well, Kylie, we're going to keep you through the break off. Because we didn't get to talk about the 100 Collective yet and what that is. And so Kylie Peters will be here when we get back. She is the founder of Rain 9, and we're going to talk about the 100 Collective and what that is when we come back. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Weather in a Moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 5 above. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 23. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 20. Much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 30s to the upper 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 5 above.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
With Kristen Bry. Our guest this half hour is Kylie Peters, who is a serial entrepreneur and founder of Rain 9, which is an executive consultancy that's helping women turn their unique strengths and skills into profitable businesses. And so there's the one-on-ones and the workshops, but then there's also a new group. I don't know if that's the best way to explain it, but that's launching in February called the 100 Collective. So what is what is that?
Well, thank you so much for asking, Kristen. I'd love to dive in. The 100 Collective is what I'm hoping to do with this organization is build it to be the largest online directory of and membership for service-based women small business owners. So often over my years of entrepreneurship and working with women small business owners, I've often heard them say, you know, I want to work with other women small business owners, but I can't find them or I can't find the right ones. And so I want to build a large, think of it as like the phone book, but like, you know, for anybody listening who remembers what phone books are, but an online directory where you can find all of the women who provide services that you need to run your business. So accountants, attorneys, creative shops, HR, leadership organizations, coaches, wellness, anything that you need a service to run your business. I want to make it easy for anyone to Google and find this list of women so they can do business with these ladies. Additionally, for the women listed in the directory, there's an opportunity to join as a member. Now, the only things that we request as a member are no drama, no BS, no mean girls, and we are asking every member to pledge to pay it forward by agreeing to help 100 other women from this point forward in their lifetime build a more financially free and fulfilling life. And our goal is to build this to 10,000 members. So we can say that collectively, we have helped 1 million women build a more financially free and fulfilling life. And now a lot of people are like, wow, that's what does that mean? Yeah, it can mean a lot of things to different people, right? Because the definition of success is very personal. But when I say this, I just want us to start shifting our mentality, our mindset. So often, especially as women, we have operated in this scarcity mindset of like, well, it's me or her. No, no, bro. We can both play. We can both play. So how can we help one another all succeed, right? So it might be an introduction. It might be a referral to a podcast or a radio show or a book. It might be a meaningful coffee. You know, I just want people to start thinking about how can I help other women live their best life? And then for the membership side of things, we will be creating all kinds of really cool opportunities on the back end. So we're building out a partnership directory full of like discounts of technologies, et cetera, that we know that a lot of small business owners need to run their businesses. Mm-hmm. One thing that I am really, really set on trying to figure out is how to launch a health initiative co-op opportunity, because I know so many women don't go into their own business because they don't know how to find good quality, affordable healthcare.
Yeah. Well, that's what keeps so many people trapped in the job they hate because they're like, I need health insurance.
Yes. And so that's what I am committed to figuring out, is how we can create a group healthcare plan for our members. Now, I'm not paying for it for them, but I will find a good program and make it accessible and affordable for them. So that's really important to me. We also have a lot of sponsorship opportunities for anyone who wants to get in front of a lot of these amazing women small business owners. And then for any women small business owner who provides a product instead of a service, we'll also have an opportunity for them to be listed in our partner directory as well. Because if you're anything like me, when you're running your proudly feminist organization and it comes to gifting season, you're going to be spending your money with women small business owners.
Yes.
And so we want to make that accessible for everybody as well.
Do you get any... I'm so for all of this. And as a woman who's worked in, not necessarily corporate, but in a hierarchical company, I've also done freelancing. Like, so much of what you're saying is resonating with me. I've been involved personally with so many different women first organizations over the years. And so, like, how do you, it's so impressive. It's such a lofty, like, the entire thing is awesome. And so, like, how do you break it down and do piece by piece though? Because it's such a big idea. And like, how do you moderate for no BS and no drama and build this community?
Yeah. Frankly, we're going to have to figure that out, a bit of building the plane while you fly it. But honestly, not to name any names, cause that's inappropriate. But I had an experience earlier this year where I went to a women first event and, the founder got on the microphone, hogged the microphone for like 30 minutes, went around, told everybody that she'd been judging what they were wearing. Then yelled at people for not wearing what they were supposed to be wearing, quote unquote, supposed to be wearing. And then called up five ladies saying that they were the best dressed and then that they were there to win a prize, which nobody knew about. But by winning the prize, in order to win the prize, she asked them to twerk on stage in front of all of these other women, professional women who might be their prospective clients or partners, et cetera. And I threw my hands up and I stormed out and I was like, I'm out of here. And I was like, something's got to change. And now don't get me wrong. I know that's not every organization,
Yeah. But
man, I was so fired up and I was like, oh no, I got a lot of words I want to say right now that I can't, but, I was like, things have got to change. You can wear sweatpants to the 100 Collective. I don't care.
Fair. We love wearing sweatpants to work because you can't see. I could be wearing no pants right now and no one would know because it's the radio.
Who cares?
All right. Well, this flew by, but I want to make sure that you, in the couple seconds we have left, where can people find more information about all the things that we talked about?
Find more information at rainix.com, and that's RAYNEIX.com. You can also look at Rick's RIX workshops.com. And you can also go to the100co.com.
Awesome. Well, we will link all of that on our blog for today. Kylie Peters, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief, Southwest Airlines had a meltdown Monday. Thousands of its planes never got off the ground. Zach Shaw is a customer whose flight from Columbus, Ohio to Miami was canceled.
The worst part about it is the cancellation came with no recourse, and their customer service phone number is offline. If you try to call it, you get a disconnected notice.
Upstate New York is buried in multiple feet of snow. WROC-TV reporter Ericetta Cost has that.
Linda Kaczynski has lived in the area since 1997. She says snowstorms are normal for her, but this one certainly stands out from the rest.
total whiteouts. I've never seen it going for days and days of wind and snow.
CBS's Carter Evans says there's a shortage of over-the-counter cold medicine for children.
The doctors we spoke with say a fever is a sign your immune system is working, and in many cases, a lukewarm bath will help soothe your kids.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bock Day.
It is. It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes. You've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Jean of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. No matter where you're listening across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you missed any of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast wherever you find podcasts or on asgoeswisconsin.com or civicmedia.us. Lots of places to listen, lots of places to tune in, and we always love hearing from you, 844-967-2789. So it is the giving season, and we love highlighting and promoting the good that people and organizations are doing across Wisconsin. And so this coming Thursday, right here in Waukesha, Sharp Literacy, Kohl's, Carroll University, and Quad are all partnering to provide Holiday Happiness, which is a shopping excursion for deserving students at Hadfield Elementary School in Waukesha. And here to tell us more about it is President and CEO of Sharp Literacy, Linda Kohler. Linda, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us. So I guess just for anyone who doesn't know Sharp Literacy, what is the mission of that your organization?
Sure. Sharp partners with educators to foster a love of learning and brighten children's futures through our innovative STEAM-based programming. So we have programming in 50 schools this academic year, serving about 9,000 students, both in more Milwaukee Public Schools, Choice and Charter, as well as School District of Waukesha and charter schools in Waukesha.
And that's, so it's helping different schools across Waukesha, which is incredible. I think actually in stuff with you guys sometimes partner with CW18, because I think I've done some promos for you guys in the past, and it's such great work that you do. Yeah. And so this is, I was so excited to see, you know, where this show is takes place in Waukesha. And so this is the second annual Holiday Happiness event. So this started last year. And so what were some of the details of how this event came together?
And it came together last year, you know, quickly. So Paul Combs, who was the basketball coach at Carroll University, is on our board. And we were meeting for coffee one day. This was literally like a week before school ended in Waukesha for the Christmas break. And that was kind of right after the parade. And we thought, wouldn't it be really fun to do something special for, you know, some of the students in the Waukesha, in our Waukesha schools. And we thought, wouldn't it be great to be able to have them, you know, be able to do a shopping spree and have the principal was Whittier at the time, and then Whittier, merged with Hatfield. So we sat down with Brandy Hart, who's the principal, and told her what we wanted to do. And she's like, absolutely. I called Quad, who's just been a great partner. And everybody was in. So we literally planned last year in about 4 days.
And
we just wanted to really make, I know this year we had a little bit more time, but we really wanted to give these students, you know, that maybe wouldn't have had such a great holiday, maybe not a lot of things under the tree. So they picked 40 students. We went to Kohl's. It was kind of fun because they got to ride on a Coach USA bus versus their school bus. And they dropped them off at the students off at Kohl's, and they were buddied up with a Carroll University basketball player, volunteers from Quad, my staff, some board members, and we shopped, and it was awesome for the students to be able to. They had a $200 gift card at Kohl's, and it was just amazing. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it was just so heartwarming to see these kids and, you know, buying stuff, you know, not only for themselves, but for their siblings, for their grandma, for their mom, for their friends. And they're like, gosh, can I buy this Bucks jersey? Can I really buy a pair? I've never had a pair of Nikes. And they were just, you could just see the smiles on their faces and, you know, just shopping around, and the players were awesome with the students, and it just made, you know, for all the volunteers and the people from Quad and from Carroll University, it was just an incredible experience. So we wanted to do that again this year, and we partnered with Kohl's. So Kohl's is providing 80, so we're able to double the number of students that we have that participated last year, and they're each getting a $150 gift card. And it's going to be the same thing on Thursday. We have two different shifts, 40 at each time. And again, they're just going to, you know, we're hoping that makes their holiday just really happy, and, you know, to maybe realize that, you know, these you're really special and people really care about you. And, you know, Sharp, we provide some great in-classroom experiences, and this is just an extension of that. So now we're giving some really cool out of class experiences for these kids, and they're from first grade to fifth grade.
Oh, and that's such a fun age. We're talking to President and CEO of Sharp Literacy, Linda Kohler, about the upcoming event on Thursday, Holiday Happiness. And so you said that last year it was a different elementary school, and then that school is merged with Hatfield. And so out of all the schools that you could work with, what was it about Hatfield Elementary that they were selected to participate?
Well, that's one of our schools, one of our Sharp schools. And, you know, we had such a great experience with them last year, and with them merging, it was kind of traumatic too, you know, from these students from Whittier. Now they're going to a whole new school. And we just thought, let's stick with them. Let's stick with Whittier. And so now that there'll be students from Hatfield that, you know, some of them went to Whittier last year. So we're, you know, it's different kids, not the same students from last year, but we just wanted to, you know, try to ease a little bit of the, you know, uncomfortableness of going to merging with a new school and all of that. So we thought we'd stick with Hatfield. And next year we're hoping that we can do it, you know, maybe with one other school in addition to Hatfield. So we want to continue to expand on that. And for the students that, you know, weren't able to participate, what we're doing is Albanese's Roadhouse, Joey Albanese's, is donating pizza for all of the students the last day of school before winter break. So on December 22nd, we're going to provide, I think it's 800 slices of pizza and cookies and water and for the kids that weren't able to participate. So just to make them feel pretty special, too.
Linda, I can't believe you pulled this together last year in 4 days. That's truly astonishing.
That is next level as far as organization and execution.
And I can't say enough about Kohl's last year, too. The manager, Chantel, you know, they brought in extra cashiers, and this year we're so organized. It's crazy. But we'll be able to, we have Santa coming this year, and balloon arches, and we're just going to be a little bit more organized. But it'll still be the kids will just still have, you know, they had a great time last year and they'll have a great time this year with just some little enhancements that, because we had a little bit more time to do this.
Just a little bit more time. So, and how also just having this many volunteers, because I'm assuming that there's a lot of volunteers who need to be a part of this event. And so how do you go about finding people in the community who want to pitch in?
Yeah, so we needed 80 volunteers because we have, two different shifts. So we call it the morning shift and then the afternoon shift. And Quad has been unbelievable. They've been just a really great supporter, Jill Quadaracci and his staff. And we have a board member, Pat Henderson. So they, once we told them what we were doing, they're like, absolutely. So I think we have 20 or 25 volunteers from Quad. Kohl's is providing over 20 volunteers. My staff's all in. I have probably 4 or 5 board members. And then Carroll University, the players, they're so excited about participating again this year, and their coaching staff, friends and family, my sister coming. And we probably could have had, there was so much interest in doing this, because I think, you know, it's not only giving back, but I think it's a good way to really put everything in perspective as we all enter into the holiday season on really what is important.
Well, and, you know, it's so interesting, because I think I for this time of year, Toys for Tots is obviously a big annual thing. But one of the things they say, they never tell you what to buy, because there's kids who want so many different types of toys and they don't want the same of like too many of the same thing. But what you said that really stood out to me as far as how last year went was giving the choice to the kids of what did they want, and how rarely does that actually happen for young first graders to fifth graders to be like, really, I can just buy what I want, and just like how, like wrapping their head around that. And so, like you said, some of the things, so it was Nikes and Bucks jerseys, but what are some of the, like, what were some of the other toys? Like, is there anything that was surprising last year that you saw some of the kids pick out?
Yeah, there was something that stood out to me, because we did it the day before the end of their school, their end of their academic break. So they were going on Christmas break, and it was pajama day the next day. And these kids, they said, you know, they don't really participate in pajama day because they just don't really have any pajamas that they can wear, like, in the, you know, outside and into the classroom. So I would say out of the 40 students, we had at least 35 that bought new pajamas. So they were so excited about being able to participate in pajama day the next day. And boots. So many of them, they wanted a really nice pair of boots, gloves, winter coats. And, you know, Kohl's is great because they have a sale and you get Kohl's cash. So, you know, they had money left over. They got to bring the Kohl's cash. And then, you know, maybe they gave that to their parents to come back and then they could shop. And there was one special little boy that he was checking out, and somebody had asked him, like, well, you had 2 bags of items, and they asked, what did you buy yourself? He said, I didn't buy myself anything. He said, I wanted my mom and my sister to have a very special Christmas, so I bought everything for my mom and my sister, not one thing for him.
Oh, my gosh.
We're like, oh. So then our board member was just so, like, taken with this that he ended up getting the family a $100 gift card so he could go back and buy stuff for himself. There's just so many great people in this world.
And just the fact that there's just young people who can wrap their head around that. There's certainly stuff that they want as children, but still just having that heart of, I'm going to get something for someone else, and how, I don't know, inspiring that feels, especially around this time of year. And so can you explain a little bit more about what the need in Waukesha County is for Sharp's program, or even, you know, more specifically programs like this as such a special surprise for some of the children here?
We expanded into Waukesha. So Sharp Literacy has been around 25 years. And we've always been in Milwaukee, Milwaukee Public Schools, Choice Schools, Charter Schools. Demographics are, you know, we're 90%+ Black, Brown students, high poverty. About 88% of the students that we serve in Milwaukee qualify for the free or reduced lunch. So just a really students that need our program, that really we have we have a high impact. Well, I live in Waukesha County, and I just thought, gosh, you know, people don't realize the need that they have in Waukesha. Mm-hmm. There's a need for our program. We need to bring our program into Waukesha County. So met with the Waukesha School District and some of their folks and told them a little bit about what we do and, you know, the impact we make, the experiences that we give them. And they, you know, they wanted to make sure that, yes, that we would fit in with what they do. And, you know, because we're an in-school program. So, you know, what are you guys teaching them? What are they doing? What are they not doing when your program is in? So really just did, you know, sat down and talked to them about our program. And we're a STEAM-based program. So science, technology, engineering, the A for art and math. And showed them that, you know, this is what we do. We're hands-on. We teach kids to a lifelong learning, sparking curiosity, very hands-on. They do murals. They help create books. It wasn't a tough sell because they were like, wow, okay. So, and all of our curriculum fits the state standards. So we're not doing something different than what, you know, that's what's needed. And I get that question, well, why Waukesha? And I'm like, wow, we're probably one of the only programs in the Waukesha School District. Well, Milwaukee has a lot of programs, mm-hmm. which is they're very fortunate to have, you know, other programs, not similar, but kind of similar to our program, where Waukesha just really doesn't, because people don't think that there's a need in Waukesha.
Absolutely. Well, we actually have to cut you off because we have to go to a break, Linda. But Linda Kohler, thank you so much for joining us. She is the president and CEO of Sharp Literacy. I can't wait to hear how their event this week goes. Stick with us. We have one more segment. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
What is dadication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 5 above. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 23. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 20. Much warmer Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 30s to the upper 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 5 above.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Sorry we had to cut Linda off a little bit. These hard-coded stops sometimes,
but
we gotta go to break.
It's tough.
Warn people. We're like, I need to. We gotta wrap it up. But as always, we will link more information about Sharp Literacy to the blog, and so you can find more information about Holiday Happiness, which is this week, but also the work that they do year-round in Waukesha County and Milwaukee County, because it is very important. So we thank Linda for being on the show today. But as a reminder, we love hearing from you. So if you have a topic you think we should cover,
guest we should have on,
or feedback in general for Jane and I, how we can be better, you can send us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us, or shoot us a text message. As always, 844-967-2789. But as the music that Jane picked cues up, I think it was kind of shocking news yesterday that 2-time Emmy and Golden Globe winning actress Kirstie Alley tied at 71.
There had not been anything that she was ill. Apparently this was undetected colon cancer.
Is that what it was? Colon cancer? I knew that it was cancer. I didn't know that it was colon cancer. But you know, I think she's kind of been in and out of
The spotlight.
I think the most recent stuff that she's, I have a vague memory that there's some controversial stuff around her and her thoughts on things. I don't even remember what it was, but I also know that, I mean, she was a Weight Watchers person, right? As far as a spokesperson, but that was later in life. But I think, you know, what most of us know, what I really remember her from, because Cheers was,
a little too young.
A little too young. Like, it certainly was, it wasn't those shows that was on, but I'm not sure if I got it. And I just, it was one of those shows that my parents watched, versus what I really, really remember is Look Who's Talking.
That's what I figured.
And that movie, the opening sequence of that movie, even that movie, I think it's, you know how it's like you have your kids watch stuff and it's kind of adult themed, but you're like, well, they don't really understand it.
This
is
certainly
one of those things that you don't get, because the whole opening of that movie, of the opening credits is like a little sperm making its way into an egg. It's like a fertilization of the baby. It's like, that is the opening sequence of that movie. And I think it was kind of promoted as a kid's movie. I remember seeing that movie in theaters, and it, you know, because it was like the kids talking. It was like these like young,
right, it was
child
Bruce,
actors.
It was Bruce Willis voicing this baby.
And then I think in the, because they made two, it said Look Who's Talking Now. And then it was Roseanne Barr, who was voicing the second kid as the little girl. And then it was Kirstie Alley as the mom and John Travolta. And that was, I mean, looking back, that was actually, I think, because I think they had the baby like out of wedlock.
In the first movie, it was not his baby, was my understanding. He was the taxi driver who was taking her to the hospital, and then she delivered. And they fell in love.
Because she was having like an affair with her boss or something, right? I think it took place in New York City. I'm trying to like piece
these memories,
bring it back out the back of my mind somewhere. But you know what I also didn't realize is now everyone, all the news outlets are doing their summaries of her life. I didn't realize that she was in Star Trek.
Oh, yeah.
Like that was her big breakout role.
Oh, yeah. She was a Vulcan.
I did not know that.
I mean, it wasn't a huge part, but except for the mains, you know, there aren't rarely any big roles in Star Trek except for the main actors. But yeah, she was Lieutenant Savick, I believe.
Oh, good memory.
From Star Trek, The Wrath of Khan.
Yep, good. Yeah, very good memory. And then obviously she was in Cheers. And were you a Cheers fan?
I was in the earliest iteration with Diane
Yeah, the blonde.
I'm drawing a complete
that's
blank.
Not Diane.
That's terrible.
Diane Hendricks is the woman who lives in.
Yeah, not, no, not her.
that's the Wisconsin billionaire.
They look entirely
Diane,
different.
Diane, what was her name?
Oh, that's terrible. I can see her perfectly.
I can see her face, too. She's very prim and proper
and
type A.
And so that iteration was more up my alley. I do remember Kirstie coming on, but I was losing interest in that show. So
yeah,
but I remember very well her Weight Watchers journey. She went on Oprah in a bikini.
Did she really?
Yeah, I mean there were some major undergarments involved. Can I just say,
just some Spanx?
This was pre-Skims, but she was skimming. But it was a very brave thing to do, and she was controversial. She was into Scientology. She did say some things over the years that were not, you know, PC, but the woman didn't seem afraid of much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was, I don't even know if I should repeat it, but there's a website that people write based off true stories, rewrite headlines.
Uh-oh.
And as I was prepping for today's show and trying to find things for us to talk about, and I was like, oh, maybe we should talk about the fact that Kirstie Alley died. But there was one that said, Kirstie Alley finally finds a way to leave Scientology.
Ooh! Ouch!
Which is, you know, for anyone who knows anything about Scientology, it's got its grip on people sometimes.
Yes, but, it does. And a pretty tight grip, too.
But also, I just, you know, 71 just doesn't feel old anymore.
It's not old.
It feels like that age feels scary close to a lot of people I know who are around that age.
And you're looking at one of them.
I mean, yeah, but you're 10 years younger than her.
But even so, it's a wake up call for your own mortality.
Yeah.
You know, when people who are iconic like that pass, because I had no idea, first of all, she was 71.
No, she was 71.
Or 70.
You know, and no one knew that she, it sounds like not many people even knew that she was,
ill.
That she was ill. But, so Rebecca Howe. well, that'll about do it for us today. Stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you are in the Wausau area and listening to WXCO, then you get the Chad Holmes Show is next. Tomorrow, Greg Bach will be here. It's Hump Day, Greg Bach Day. Another fun show. And we're going to come back and do it all again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Have a great day.
Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright.
The morning's looking bright.
And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl.
Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little sound bite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.